This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela is once again calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step aside for interim President Juan Guaido. Elliot Abrams implied that other countries who consider themselves allies to Venezuela can help with the process.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says it's securing food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to send into Venezuela at the request of Guaido. A princess is breaking the long-standing tradition by entering March's election, which pits Thailand's royalist military against the populist movement. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy explains.
Princess Yubowatana Rajakanya has been declared a candidate for a party loyal to Thaksin side. Thaksin and his party have at times been accused by enemies of being opposed to the monarchy, something Thaksin and his allies have always rejected.
Government.
Reuters hasn't been able to independently confirm if her nomination has the approval of the palace. One of her main opponents will be the leader of Thailand's military junta, Prayut Chan-o-cha, who's been in power since a military coup in 2014.
You know, I'm not really like a princess in the true sense of the word, not like Queen Elizabeth.
The princess is the older sister of Thailand's king, Mahawantulangkorn. She relinquished her royal duties in the 1970s when she married an American. But after their divorce, she returned home to Thailand, where officials treat her as a member of the royal family.
Michelle Hennessy reporting. The UN humanitarian chief called on Yemen's Houthi rebels Thursday to give aid workers access to unused grain that could feed nearly 4 million starving people. This is VOA News. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said Thursday he's open to meeting with French government officials to discuss differences between their two countries after France recalled its ambassador. Salvini's criticism of French President Emmanuel Macron is partly to blame for the tiff that prompted France to recall Ambassador Christian Masset. A French government spokeswoman said Masset was being brought back for consultations. It's unclear when he will return to Rome. French officials were also angered by Italy's deputy prime minister's meeting Tuesday with yellow vest protesters. Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before Congress for the first time Friday, with Democrats eager to press him on his interactions with President Trump and his oversight of the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports Democrats view Whitaker as a Trump loyalist.
Whitaker had been chief of staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was forced out in November. He was an outspoken critic of the Russia investigation before starting at the Justice Department in 2017. Whitaker is likely in his final days as acting AG. The Senate is expected to vote next week on William Barr, Trump's pick for attorney general.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos said Thursday he was the target of extortion and blackmail by the publisher of the National Enquirer, which he said threatened to publish revealing personal photos of him unless he stopped investigating how the tabloid obtained his private exchanges with his mistress. Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, detailed in his interactions with American media in a blog post. The billionaire did not say the tabloid was seeking money, but wanted him to make a public statement that the tabloid's coverage was not politically motivated. President Trump has been highly critical of Bezos and the Post coverage of the White House. Virginia Democrats are walking a tightrope as they deal with scandals involving the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Virginia Democrats are suddenly hitting the brakes on calls for swift action, with Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring facing separate blackface scandals, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax continuing to deny an allegation of sexual assault. If all three were to topple, conservative Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox would be the next in line for governor. Virginia's two U.S. senators and seven Democratic congressmen released a statement Thursday night calling for an investigation of the Fairfax allegation and urging Herring to continue discussions to regain trust. But after speaking at Virginia Union University in Richmond Thursday, Reverend Al Sharpton asked,
"Do you have to be accountable for things that you do?"
I'm Mike Gracia.
A Kenyan court has freed a New Zealander held in police custody for several days on suspicion of links with extremism. Salub Warfa was arrested near Kenya's border with Somalia for allegedly possessing two passports with different names. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.